The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment where I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Friday, January the 10th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled "The Apple Doesn't Fall Far from the Tree." And the time is 10:20 a.m. here in London, England, making it 5:20 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 2:20 a.m. on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so now let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. Got four bits. Okay, so what do I have here? Sorry about the noise, folks. I think many of you will be familiar with these stupid sirens I get where I live. Okay, first up, I went to the Michael Franzese, or Franzese, YouTube channel. And he did a show, The Story of Carlo Gambino, Most Feared and Respected Mafia Boss. Now, that's 22 minutes. Carlo Gambino is probably the most successful mafia boss in history. One of the few that died of natural causes. And he was followed by Paul Castellano, who was followed by John Gotti after John Gotti set up his assassination. So that kind of gives you the lineage there. And I was familiar with the story, so if you know the story, you're not going to get a lot of new things there. There is a sort of music track playing that really does annoy me, stuff like that, because I couldn't sometimes make out Michael Franzese's words. So you're probably familiar with clips like that that people play, and you're like, why did you put that dumb audio track on so we can't hear the person we're supposed to be listening to? But there's a lot of dumb people out there, unfortunately, who think that they're enhancing something when they're actually ruining it. Okay, I then listened to Richie from Boston. His most recent video, which he put up yesterday, Fires Rage and Come From Area 51, Not Arsonists. And he played some video, which of course I didn't watch because I just listened to the audio. But the allegation is that these things have been coming out of Area 51 and they've been setting these fires off in California. Which, again, unfortunately these days, if you put a video up and say that, you can do anything with video now, can't you, with all this AI and stuff like that. So it's very difficult to know. I heard Paul Beaner on the Paul English show. I'm in that at the moment. That's, how far in am I? So I'm 28 and a half minutes in. And he's mentioned that the area in California where all this destruction's taken place is apparently where they wanted to put the Olympic Village in the 2028 Olympics. So again, these are all interesting, you know, snippets of information which may or may not be one of the reasons for the fires. I think it's important to glean what we can out there, but at the same time, don't fall into the massive clickbait stuff where some, I saw, for example, let me just check this out. I don't like criticising other people's shows. I only like to mention shows that I am going to offer some praise for. But I talked yesterday about, be careful of people who suddenly have all the information. It just is a little bit too, I don't know. So let's just take this headline from the People's Voice Rumble channel. WEF Insider reveals LA wildfires were engineered to seize land for 15-minute cities. So that goes against what Paul Bean has said about the Olympics. And again, you know, who is this WEF Insider? How do we know that this isn't just something that's all been made up? But it's actually, if you want to look into the People's Voice, they've got a Wikipedia page that makes for interesting reading. But again, as it's Wikipedia and it's on somebody in the independent media, I'm not sure how accurate it is. I only tend to use Wikipedia for, well, films, things like that. Although we will be getting to a Wikipedia page shortly. Okay, so I, of course, as I say, the Richie from Boston thing, worth a listen. About 28 minutes, that one, so it's one of his longer ones. And then also there was the Paul English show, Paul English Live. You go to paulenglishlive.com, and the show, let's just see what that was called. And that's 3 hours, I know that. Political gangsters, rape gangs, debt jubilee, Bitcoin, and the latest cream tea news. Well, I'm not really interested in the latter topic, but so far that I'm in, as I say, 28 minutes into the show, it has been very interesting listening. They've got off to a great start talking about a lot of serious events. So finally, I went to ftjmedia.com and downloaded The Siege, the day show presented by Dave Kahari and James Mason. I find those guys interesting to listen to. It's a new show, few new shows come along that are worth listening to, and this one seems to be, I just find it interesting. It's something a bit different. It's a couple of older gentlemen, and they've got a lot of interesting ideas. They've got a lot of life experience behind them. And I'm not one of these people that's this OK Boomer nonsense. I think you can get a lot more interesting information from someone who's been around for many years than someone who's only been around for 20, 30 years, in many cases. I certainly think that I've developed in my life, now that I'm coming up to the age of 52, a lot better than I was, say, 10 or 20 years ago. OK, so let's move on to... Well, I found out about that McDonald's director who was fired. I mentioned that yesterday. I said I'd look into it for you. But it took a while to find it. I literally couldn't find anything about it on Google. I was putting McDonald's director, sexual abuse allegations, all this harassment allegations. Nothing. Nothing at all. It was all just the recent stuff. And I really did think that this was being deliberately manipulated. Who ever thought of search engines manipulating their search results? Well, try looking up some people in the independent media and see how you get on Google. But anyway, I ended up using Web Crawler, and the only reason I got it wasn't an article about him. It was up on overall abuse at McDonald's, and there was a line that gave his name. So I went to see if he had a Wikipedia page, and he does. So we're going to read from it now. His name is Steve Easterbrook. Wasn't there a lady, the lady with the rather ample bosom in the Police Academy films? Wasn't she Easterbrook? Well, excuse me. I doubt that they're related, because this Steve Easterbrook was born in Watford in 1967. So that's another area of London, quite a distance away, the other side from where I am. And from March 2015 to November 2019, he was president and chief executive of McDonald's, the American fast food company, so the overall head over in the US. And it says, on the 1st of November 2019, the board of directors voted to dismiss Easterbrook with immediate effect due to evidence of a relationship with a staff member, which is a violation of company anti-fraternization policies. Well, let's scroll down to the section, removal as McDonald's CEO, because actually it's a bit more than what they say in the introduction there. Have a little drink there, see if we can get through it in one go. In November 2019, McDonald's board of directors voted to remove Easterbrook as CEO, since he had violated corporate policies on personal conduct by entering into a relationship with a company employee. He was replaced as CEO by Chris Kempczinski, who had been president of McDonald's USA. In August 2020, McDonald's filed suit against Easterbrook, accusing him of lying about the number and extent of his relationships with subordinate employees and seeking to recover his severance package of more than $40 million. The company claimed that Easterbrook had sexual relationships with three women in the year before he was fired and awarded one of these employees stock options worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Easterbrook was also accused of using his corporate email account to receive and send sexually explicit photos and videos of various women, including the three alleged relationships. The lawsuit is seeking to change the reason for Easterbrook's removal to for cause, allowing the company to recoup its severance payments. In December 2021, it was reported that Easterbrook had returned $105 million in cash and stock to the company in one of the largest clawbacks in the history of corporate America. McDonald said that Mr. Easterbrook would return equity awards and cash with a current value of more than $105 million, which he would have forfeited had he been truthful at the time of his termination and, as a result, been terminated for cause. It did not specify the proportion of cash and stock. In 2023, Easterbrook agreed to SEC-imposed punishments around the disclosure of his McDonald's departure to include a $400,000 fine and being ineligible to serve as a director or executive for any public company for a period of 5 years. He is divorced, surprise, surprise, with three children who, he said in 2010, visit McDonald's two or three times a month. He lives in Illinois and is a Watford Football Club fan. Okay, so that is the story I was trying to think of yesterday about sexual abuse at McDonald's and how the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, if we can adapt that expression to fit what is going on at lower levels in McDonald's today with what was happening with the guy in charge of the whole thing not so long ago. Okay, so let's move on to see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. Okay, so let's go over to my folder here. Now, what's been happening is Labour have gone on the offensive here after refusing to have an inquiry into why all these young girls were abused. It makes you wonder if there really was a plan behind that, and certain people were brought over for that very purpose. Surely an inquiry would be useful, but, well, whatever. It doesn't matter, because even if they did it, you know, it would all just be covered up. You look at the Titanic inquiry and how that was all covered up. Okay, but the headline is Keir Starmer, my Labour government will put people smugglers out of business by hitting them where it hurts. And what essentially they're going to do, that's the Daily Mail headline, by the way. I wouldn't recommend you read the article. It's very turgid and boring. What they're going to do is they're going to go after financial accounts and things like that linked to these people smugglers. But, and then the other thing here, because this kind of links to it, this is another article. David Lammy vows to go after Chinese firms which make small boat engines used by channel migrants as part of world-first sanctions regime. Well, again, David Lammy is the foreign secretary, by the way, so he's like your secretary of state over in the United States. It sounds to me like these people that go after a gun company after a school shooting. No, this is just nonsense. And the other thing is, what they do is they funnel everyone who's concerned about the changing racial demographic of their country. First, they'll insult them by saying they're far right. You know, if you don't like the way that your racial demographic has changed in your country since you're a child, then you're the bad one. You know, not the people who changed your country without your consent. No, you're the bad one. But as more and more people are recognising it, what they're doing is they're funneling people into these migrant boats. Now, if you look at the figures of the amount of people that came into this country last year, you're talking hundreds of thousands legally and a mere fraction of that on these boats. So what people really want, the majority of people, is an end to all this immigration. But they ain't going to get that because it doesn't fit in with the global plan. And you can look up the Barbara Lerner Spector video that I've mentioned before. That's on YouTube. Just type Barbara Lerner Spector video YouTube. And if these people were that serious in stopping this mass immigration, they'd be talking about that video and say, well, hang on, things are a little bit deeper than this, aren't they? Let's have a look at that. Let's put that on the BBC. Let's let the people see that so they can see where this is coming from. And if she's saying that she's involved with a group that are behind this, surely they should be investigated. They should be sanctioned. But they're not even mentioned. Funny that, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to Stonewall becomes increasingly reliant on taxpayers' money as its overall finances suffer, prompting calls for public bodies to end their support for the LGBTQ plus charity. This is something I've really got a flavour of in the first week or two of this year. Well, we're not even really, we've only done 1 week, aren't we? We're only 10 days in. They appear to be abandoning wokery. Have they done enough damage with wokery? I don't know. They've got this Trump presidency coming in, and suddenly the mainstream media, where before they were, well, you know, it's these sort of, you know, tampons in men's toilets, that's a little bit silly, isn't it? You know, but now they're actually saying, you know, we need to end support for LGBTQ charities. We need to call out these grooming gangs. We need inquiries. We need these people to be exposed and all that. And I just feel we could be moving into a right-wing area that's going to not be the right-wing that the people want, but the right-wing that the people who run the world want. And that can only be detrimental to the majority of the people it's going to affect. So watch this space to see how the mainstream media narrative, not just in the Daily Mail, in your own countries. If you're in America, I'm going to jump onto an American site soon, but you're going to know more than me about the sort of sites you go to. In fact, if there are any news sites you think I should be covering that I'm not at the moment, the only thing I'm really jumping into from America, from the mainstream anyway, most of the websites in the independent section, news section, are from America. AP really, and I had some other things. I looked at CNN once and what have you, but if there is something I really should look at, I've got the link to like Fox News and that saved. Just let me know and I'll try doing that and we'll see how we go. But yeah, so that's another interesting headline. Then we've got scientists say they may have found what's causing so many unexplained cancers. Well, again, there's only one worldwide event I can think of in the last few years before these cancers came along, and that was the vaccination program. But there is no mention of that as usual. What they're saying is that it's microplastics that are linked to these cancers that are plaguing young people who are not normally at risk. Likewise, lung cancers not caused by tobacco are also on the rise, a trend which has also baffled experts. But rather than look at the obvious, they come up with some excuse. And we know how much they hate plastics. They banned the plastic straws, didn't they? So at least they're consistent in their hatred for plastics and their love of vaccinations that they could never possibly accuse of doing anything that could go after these experts, well, financial remuneration, shall we say. And then finally, another delightful story from the date that the Daily Mail thinks we all want to know about. Woman suffers major injuries after mistakenly wearing a sex toy to an MRI scan. She escaped with her life. Well, okay, so let's move on to some mainstream media websites. Now, I haven't really looked at any of this today, so hopefully something will jump out. We will start off with AP and wait for it to load up. LA area's two biggest blazes burn at least 10,000 structures while new fire leads to more evacuation. So these fires are not letting up, folks. And it's, it's dominating the media. And today, I thought it was today, it's the 10th. So Trump is to be sentenced in the hush money case days before return to the White House. That's a article, the judgment of which I'll be looking out for later in the day. I'm not sure when it's going to happen. Of course, I might not get the news until tomorrow morning, because I might be in beddy buys by the time it gets announced, if it's sometime in the afternoon, because I tend to go to bed about 8:30. So anyway, there we go. And TikTok's fate arrives at Supreme Court in collision of free speech and national security. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see these platforms that they haven't got that grip on, and they're still going to get certain things out that they don't like. The power of the people really who are in control of this world, not these Donald Trumps and people like that, the invisible people that are running this world, what they are capable of if they can't get a platform to bend to their whim, how they will censor, ban, all sorts of things. I mean, I've been through it all myself, and I'm just a one-man band. This is a huge platform. So, yeah, it should be pretty obvious that there are people behind the scenes orchestrating this. Let's go over to see what the most popular stories are on the BBC. And why is it taking so long to load up? Come on, it's the BBC website. That generally loads up straight away. This is just amazing. Well, I'm going to go to, while that loads up, I'm going to go to the Daily Mail. But that's very odd there, because that should load up straight away. Have I got an internet connection problem? No, apparently there's the BBC one now. Again, this is all modern stuff. You used to click on this website straight like that. It was the fastest one. But with their views on hiring people, not based upon their skills, but based upon what they consider fashionable, you suddenly see standards of service drop, don't you? What a surprise. Okay, so the most read, apparently the Danes are unhappy with Trump's Greenland threat, and not many people are going to be surprised about that. The 9/11 mastermind wants to plead guilty, and apparently the US is trying to stop him. This is all to do with, if he pleads guilty, this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or whatever he is, he doesn't have to go on a trial. And a lot of people think he should have some big show trial that he should be seen on. It's a pretty boring article. And then the other thing that I noticed on here was a report from the West Bank in Israel. And that's now disappeared from the front page. Oh, no, here it is. Israeli settlers in West Bank see Trump win as chance to go further. Well, why wouldn't they? Because Miriam Adelson gave him $100 million on the proviso that he allows Trump to expand. Trump allows him to expand the West Bank. And Trump even said, you can find an interview, that when he was president, there was no one that turned up at the White House asking for things more than Sheldon and Miriam Adelson. So why wouldn't these Israeli settlers feel emboldened? Let's move. I think that was about it. I couldn't find anything really jumping out of those most read at the moment. So let's go over to see what's going on at the Daily Mail at the moment. Miracle as Malibu home is left intact while properties on either side are burned to the ground as devastating wildfires continue to rage through LA with more than 10,000 buildings destroyed. So, yeah, I see that. Last house standing, it says. Someone said something about in Maui, when you have the fires there, then if houses were blue, they didn't burn. Something weird. Well, this one's not blue, it's white. So you can't use that formula here. Tom Hanks's Cliffside Mansion has survived. He's had a lucky escape as a neighbouring mansion burned to the ground. And furious celebs fuel conspiracy theory. Devastating LA wildfires were deliberately started by an arsonist targeting homes of Hollywood A-listers as Henry Winkler, the Fonz, and Kourtney Kardashian lead outrage. Well, one thing that these Hollywood A-listers, if they'd just be honest, and rather than getting behind all these left-wing causes and stuff like that, and say, look, you know, we're business men, business women. We make a lot of money. We like to live where we live. We don't want to associate with you rabble. We'll send you the odd autograph here and there. We don't give a toss about these people on the streets, homeless people. We don't really care about all this wokery. We just go along with it because we're told we have to in order to keep our careers. If they were just more honest, then we might have a more balanced society. And you wouldn't have all these people just blatantly doing drugs on the streets, behaving appallingly. There'd be some sort of decorum, and we could have some sort of legal system whereby this sort of behaviour is not tolerated. I mean, when I cross the road where I live these days, I'll go down a one-way street, and I have to look both ways when I cross, because you've got these Deliveroo drivers, they call them DoorDash in America, Just Eat, all this stuff, driving food for people on these electric bikes and scooters, and they don't care. You know, they go up pavements, they go up roads the wrong way, all this sort of stuff. They shouldn't be allowed on pavements. They shouldn't, these are all offences that you get tickets for and fines for and points for. But the police couldn't give a toss. They're just allowing this whole country to be ghettoised by this behaviour. And it's hard to believe that this is an intentional. So my quality of life just goes down and down because the police are more keen to act upon people who say something that their woke gods and masters don't like than actually enforcing laws that have been on the books for hundreds of years. You know, it's a lot more dangerous someone riding the wrong way up a one-way street. I used to, on a one-way street, you'd look up the direction of traffic and then you cross. Well, you can't do that anymore. They could come from anywhere. But again, let's move on to the independent news now. I'm not going to bother with... I'm going to start with RT.com. I'm getting a bit cheesed off with Zero Hedge and Rumour Mill News. So just wait for that to load up. I think there's a problem with my connection, folks. I don't know what is going on here, but I'm sorry about this. Maybe I'm being attacked. It wouldn't surprise me. So I'm going to see if I can load up rents.com as well in the meantime. So RT's just come up. Yeah, there's something going on here. This is just ridiculous. Russia donates grain to Ethiopia. That's the top story. And then the second one is watch ultra-Orthodox protesters block highway over IDF draft. I think that there was a story about the IDF wouldn't draft these Hasids, but now they are going to draft them. So, yeah, there's something going on there. Now we can go to rents.com, see what's going on over there. It's uninsured fire damage will top $20 billion. Uninsured losses, perhaps $100 billion. And a lot of these people couldn't get insurance. That was the thing, because the insurance companies, said that they're too big a risk. Well, yeah. Again, how conspiratorial do you want to get? It could... It's sort of people that own insurance companies are the people that own a lot of other things and have some, you know, probably some representation in the invisible people behind the scenes. Let's just leave it at that. And all the top stories pretty much focus on these wildfires, so it really is dominating the news cycle. Let's... go over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com, and I'm just going to load up all the other websites I'm going to go to because there's something not quite right here. And yeah, we'll see if this is being tampered with. So anyway, I'm just opening up I'm sorry, this is just not happening for me today. Where is the connection? Let me look here. It says connected. It doesn't say there's any problem at all. But yeah, things just aren't loading up for me. Let me try a different search engine. Let's see. See if this opens here. Try and open before it's news for the closing section. And then also... censored.news and earthnewspaper.com and HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Try opening all of them in, well, censored.news has come up, so we'll have to start off with that one. Okay, the top story is the most recent Brighteon broadcast news from yesterday. Armageddon in California as Palisades fires burn entire neighborhoods to ash. Attorney General Ken Paxton continues lawsuit against Pfizer for knowingly misrepresenting the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine. And then we've got breaking. Iconic actor James Woods confirms home owner insurance policies were cancelled en masse months before the massive Palisades LA neighborhood was destroyed by the historic firestorm. Well, it looks like they've all loaded up, apart from one. So let's go to earthnewspaper.com, see what's going on over there. Yeah, when you're a targeted individual, folks, it's very difficult to think that this is a technical issue. It seems to me that someone is deliberately hijacking this because they don't want this show going out there. And I know just who that group is, shall we say. Top story by Philip Giraldi. Pope Francis should go to Gaza. It's time to end Israel's destruction of Christianity in Palestine. So you can get that at beforeitsnews.com. Earthnewspaper.com. Sorry, I'm getting all confused because of all this nonsense going on. So let's go to Hal Turner Radio Show, see what's happening here. Caught on camera, arsonist starting fires in Santa Monica, California. Again, you heard me talk about the Richie from Boston show. He's saying it's something else. So you just have to look into this, take the information where you get it, and make your own judgment. So now let's close out with the Before It's News Top 10, if I can get this to load up. Yeah, I might be able to work with this. Okay, 10 went up 7 hours ago, 98 people viewing. WTPN situation update 1925. Trump major events were the LA fires man-made, worldwide Gazara and Nasara implementation. Number 9 went up a day ago, 108 people viewing. Live Mike King drop Intel January the 8th. Trump Q secret special op in full swing. Get ready for the next phase. Number 8 went up 10 hours ago, 126 people viewing. New X22 report. January, there's the pop-up. I've got to get rid of that. Certainly they didn't fail to load that up, did they? Number 8 went up 10 hours ago, 126 people viewing. New X22 report. January the 9th. Trump wins. A fight is coming. America will be tested 2025. Number 7 went up 11 hours ago, 126 people viewing. 5 minutes ago, Alex Jones leaked the whole secret about the California fires. Yeah, I bet he did. Number 6 went up 7 hours ago, 215 people viewing. And we know, 1-9-2025, fire to cover crimes, fog of war, Dems won't exist when it is all done. Number 5 went up 3 hours ago, 218 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. US Inc. no longer exists. The new American restored republic doesn't yet exist. But I'm sure with all the Trump hopium, it soon will. Number 4 went up 5 hours ago, 230 people viewing. Kim Gogwan, full situation update. Fires Greenland, Order of the Dragon versus the Black Sun. Number 3 went up 7 hours ago, 237 people viewing. Live, Dr. Jim Willey, Patriot Underground situation update. Number 2 went up 4 hours ago, 364 people viewing. Joe Rogan and Mel Gibson. Are the California fires to hide the evidence of Hollywood paedophiles? And number 1, with 366 people viewing, went up 9 hours ago. SGNon, the next phase, full intel drop, Trump Q secret special op in full swing. Okay, so let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me on I'm Talking To You episode 160 this Friday, January the 10th, 2025, for a show entitled The Apple Doesn't Fall Far From the Tree. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.